You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode. What his Pokemon would be. So we got Houndoom. I think Stuffle.
Why Stuffle?
I don't know. It kind of works with his aesthetic a little bit. You know, cute, but like...
Actually, there is this fan art that was done when he was at... It was some award show. The Grammys. Where he had on his fabulous cowboy outfit, bright pink. And his partner Pokemon was Granbull.
I love that!
There's actual fan art.
That's okay. Cute.
Alright, so I agree. So we have Houndoom, Granbull. What are some other ones?
I could see a shiny Magmar. The pink.
Yeah.
Okay, shiny Magmar.
Plus it's fire, so hell.
the base Pokemon.
That helps zero.
Big ol' circle ears. Loud.
Oh, yeah.
Loudrin.
Yeah.
I could see him riding a Galarian Rapidash. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Lil Nas X.
What else?
So that's four.
Galarian Moltres. We'll throw him a legendary because he's a celebrity. So that's five.
Oh, and then the Loudred is... No, hold on.
For some reason, I think of like a Sableye. For some reason, I could see that.
Okay, yeah.
So... Lil Nas X's team. By the way, this is a Pokemon podcast. We have Houndoom, Granbull, Galarian Moltres, Loudred, Shiny Magmar, and Sableye.
Yeah. I see it. I can envision it.
I like it.
All of them stripping down together.
All of them going down that stripper pole to hell.
No. Oh my god, I don't know why, but I just got like a weird like flash vision in my head of Pikachu going in the bowl.
No.
with the braids. And then he's snapping Ash's neck.
Jesus Christ, why Ash?
Anyways, hey guys, do you know what's been on our mind?
We listened to that song two or three times before we started recording.
We can't stop. It's TikTok, it's on social media, everywhere and anywhere. It's a good song, it's a bop. I like it.
Yeah.
Call Me By Your Name.
I cannot believe you still haven't opened that Crobat fucking box.
I know, I'm doing unboxing for it.
Excuse me.
We're Critical Hit, a Pokemon podcast. That primarily talks about stripping into hell.
And dicks.
And dicks.
Fuck actual stuff.
Hey, I was running dicks within the first 5 minutes.
You know, I do all this work for news, and what do we talk about instead?
Dicks
and strippers.
Anyways, so yeah, we're, like I said, we're a Pokemon podcast. We talk primarily about the Pokemon TCG, and the rest of the Pokemon fandom. I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at TattooedRaichu. Tattooed.Raichu.
I'm Sam.
Smash Mantha!
Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer and watching Lil Nas X videos on TikTok, but you won't see me making any.
Or now you will.
I'm gonna become an amateur animator just to do Pikachu with braids going down.
No, can you do one TikTok where you're like, you know, like the dog meme where he's like having a cup of coffee and he's like, everything's on fire?
This is fine. Yeah. This is fine.
Like, you should just do like where like there's fire around you and you sit down, you're having a cup of coffee, and you're like, huh, it's not as bad as I thought it'd be here. And then. Except for the neighbors.
Or what I could do is have me just sitting here freaking out while you guys are doing whatever the fuck you want to do now. Alright, there's someone else as part of this podcast who has yet to introduce themselves.
I am here, I forgot about that. I don't exist, I'm just a fragment of your imagination.
You take 1 week off and you think you can just do whatever you want.
I have no limits or rules. I am my own person, I am a free spirit. You can't fucking tell me what to do.
This fucking introduce yourself.
And I'm Britt, and you can find me on Instagram and the TikTok. At Spooky Vaporeon, that is spooky with an I.
Oh, you'll be very, you'll be very,
two videos.
You'll be very proud to hear when we introduced you, we did say, and that's spooky with an I.
We did.
Have you guys introduced me last week?
Yeah.
What?
Then we talked a bunch of shit.
Nice.
Did you even listen to the episode yet?
No, the fucking spoilers. I'm about to tell them why I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
You can listen to the whole episode up until spoilers.
Oh my god, no. No. It's not how that works. I've been here. I've been here 5-6 minutes, almost 7 minutes, and I already want to die. Thank you.
You have been here longer than 7 minutes. We spent
for
at
the
least,
podcast for the recording.
We have spent at least half an hour fucking around.
That's true.
That's not true. Last time Brittany came to my house, she got drunk and ate all the
bread. I did. I ate so much fucking bread. I ate so much bread.
It was the best bread.
I'm so trash. This bread is so good.
I was like, goddamn, this fucking bread.
I even tried it too, and I was like, because I haven't had any of the bread at that point. I was like, I wonder if this bread's that good. I eat it, and I'm like, it's just bread.
It was good.
What the fuck is she talking about?
When you're drunk, like, it amplifies things.
Dude, bread hits different.
It does. It does. I was like, and it's like that fine, like, French, like, bread that's not too hard, but it's like...
Actually, great. I think I did see her in the corner with like a piece of bread. She was
trying to feed potato the bread.
She was like giving the bread a lap dance, and I was like, I'm gonna so fucking break your neck when I eat that.
Holy shit! Goddamn.
What was I gonna? I've cried over French fries when I was drunk, so I can't talk. I got so many French fries.
I cry over my insecurities when I'm drunk because they get amplified.
And that was years ago.
Yay! But anyways, I wasn't here last week because
last time
I'm not caught up on journeys.
I jumped on some car and shit on it.
Yeah.
You probably did.
There's a video.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
That's gross.
It was my
Whose
friend's car.
Whose car was with it? Okay.
I don't know. They were just, like, I just saw it on the balcony. I was like, I bet I can make that jump. And I did it. And then I was like, I'm gonna poop. And I put my pants in the dump. And then we went to bed.
When you
that was a rather anticlimactic ending. And then we went to bed.
Why is it not surprising though?
I ended the night on a shitty note.
Gross.
So, okay, new rule. Along with the cult, don't fuck Lil Shuckle. Rest. Anytime anyone does anything bad that'll send them to hell, the other people immediately have to go.
Oh no! That's gonna be the entire podcast.
So everyone's week was good, right?
Yeah,
I got
good.
Laid this week.
Fuck it, I don't want to hear about it.
How is that bad? That's not bad.
Premarital? No.
Oh no.
I mean, only because you're making money off of it. Also, if
I'm
you don't
not.
Know, Britney sells Raptor's feet on OnlyFans and Jackson's feet. So basically, it's just us.
This is my 2 weeks' notice. Take it or leave it.
Effective immediately. Effective I am immediately. Resigning.
So everyone had a good week.
Yeah.
Any new Pokemon stuff? Collectibles.
Oh,
Brittany got some stuff.
I did.
Yeah.
I got 3 booster packs of battle styles. I didn't really get a lot of good shit. I got a.
We're gonna talk about what you pulled in our
later
new
just
editions.
Kidding. Yeah, that's my bad. Jesus yeah. Christ.
We haven't had really any new additions for yeah. a hot minute.
I'm
so.
Just
I got a pop.
I got a pop. I finally got the Raichu pop that you guys yep. got a couple weeks ago, and you got the
Mew.
Yep,
and I got a Pikachu stuffed animal that has a Pokeball shaped like a heart in his hands.
Which
and then...
doesn't even make sense, because how is that even functional?
Fuck off, whatever. Jake. It's cute. And I went to our local card shop, nerd shop, Fox Board Games, located off of Main Street, and got the 25th anniversary jumbo binder finally, because I gave in and needed one, and now all my cards are in it.
Yep.
I know.
Oh yeah, so Sam also joined me for once. Did we talk about that last week? No, we didn't. Did we? No.
No, we didn't, because
no.
it was Friday, and I hated
so,
it.
So, Sam finally joined me in the line, and holy shit, this line was longer than it's ever been. Like, the 1 week she went, it, like, literally almost reached the fucking pharmacy.
Jesus.
I straight up told Sam, like, I was texting her, I was like, I might just fucking give up. And then the dude who, like, does the sports cards is like, hey, if you get these for me... I have the Crobat box, and I was like, okay, at least I'm gonna get fucking something.
Yeah.
Which I actually walked away with the Shining Fates tin, Raichu.
Hidden Fates,
a handful of boosters, and the Crobat box.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about that deal, otherwise I definitely would have grabbed some football cards too, but it's too late.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So how did you like the line?
It sucked, dude. It was the worst.
It was not Lady Titty.
No, so I felt bad for Brittany, because Jake and I are messaging each other in our group chat about this line, and Brittany's just probably getting all these messages about how I want to pass away. And
I'm pretty sure I was at work, so
we're at work.
It's all good.
It's like sports commentary.
Why are none of the regular workers helping? What happened? Someone stole some cards off of the vendor's cart.
Really?
Yeah, and then not only that, instead of, like, the employees helping, one of the fucking scalpers was helping him hand out cards.
What a
fucker. Because he was just so overwhelmed, and this is like, he didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. I'd fucking throw hands. I'd be like, excuse me? Stop.
Yeah.
And then... But we both got some stuff. We'll talk about our polls when we come to new editions. I know you haven't opened up your Shining Fates box yet. But did you open up any of the other stuff you got?
Nope. But I will open a pack right as we're getting into the news.
Sam has never looked more fucking disappointed.
I've been busy.
The Hidden Fates, at least. Oh, I pulled the other version of that Raichu in my Hidden Fates tin. And then a shiny Rockruff.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the news.
Stop.
There it goes, on the floor.
Every day we stray further than from God. Stop!
You wanted this!
Jake just bust a fucking nut. Christ.
Actually, this is good quality content.
Yeah. I'm fucking
salty. Oh, you should have crinkled that wrapper just a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Okay, there
Can
it goes.
I get a hoya? Hoya!
We used to do that in college.
Really?
The trumpet section, yeah. Someone would always shout, can I get a hoya? And then everybody, hoya. In the middle of rehearsal, and our director would get so mad. He'd be like, what'd you get?
Nothing.
Nice.
Yay!
Also, go ahead, check out our last episode, the ASMR episode. That we intentionally did without Brittany.
Yeah, never again.
I hate both of you.
Never again. Oh, it wasn't as good.
Yeah. Alrighty. Anyways, news.
Yep, let's go ahead and start with the news, because you're not getting nothing out of that pack either.
Oh.
Well, it's because of the code card.
Just kidding.
Oh, I got excited for a second.
It wasn't even at the rare spot. Nah, because of the code card. So, Jake, show Brittany the backs. If they are mostly green, like those ones there, you know that your rare is going to be a regular rare, non-holo.
That's fucking bullshit.
Oh, he's going for two more.
I know. Okay. God damn it!
We're going for the news while you're opening that up. Starting with some TCG news, we actually have more information. Let me try that again. More information. More information.
Oh, we should just hold on. Idea. We should do a whole episode where we talk in the ooh-woo voice, like, hello, how are you today? Like those people, you know what I'm talking about.
We're gonna say no and then do it when you don't show up again.
I fucking hate you.
Okay, we actually have some more V Union news, and this is really exciting because I checked one of our news websites like earlier today. And then it wasn't there. Then I checked right before I left. And here we are. So this is fresh off the press, piping hot. Get those copies from the copy machine warm and shove it up against your face.
Shove it in your booty hole. That's fucking nasty.
Japan, September sent.
You okay, Sam?
You having a stroke?
I have been talking all day.
She's having a stroke.
She's drunk. You smell toast. She goes for a drink of really.
It's fine. It's fine.
If you need a therapist, I know a good one.
Is it me?
No. Japan's September set will be named S8A V Union Eternal Partners and will release on September 10th.
You forgot to pronounce that little
I'm not going to pronounce the Japanese
content. I'm just going to open the wall.
Okay.
You already got me on.
It's not my fucking fault. It will be another high-class pack set and contain a whopping 220 cards before secret rares. The final number will likely climb over 300 if it's anything like Shiny Starvee.
Oh, Corviknight V.
Say that again.
Corviknight.
God damn.
I got her strong.
Don't give
Did
it to
you
me.
Know strokes are contagious?
Ooh, I don't like that.
Cool.
You're next.
No, thank you. Kindly decline.
Congrats on the Corviknight.
The Corny Knight?
The Corny Knight.
Ooh.
Alright. The set will star every fully evolved starter Pokemon, plus Pikachu, for a total of 25 featured Pokemon. Eevee wasn't forgotten. It's getting its own set in May.
Yes!
Okay. Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise, Pikachu, Rillaboom, Cinderace, and Inteleon will appear as V Union cards. There will be 36 Pokemon V and V Max cards, some of which will be reprints with new artwork. These are presumably the remaining 18 starter Pokemon, which will be super cool, because now we're finally getting Vs and V Maxes of like Typhlosion, Feraligatr. Ooh. Meganium, Torterra, Hoenn.
It's gonna be cool.
I don't know why I just named those ones and then just skipped all the rest, but you get it. You get
the
idea.
Fuck all those other starters, am I
Forget
right?
Forget everyone else. The product description states the V Union cards for Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise will feature attacks and abilities reminiscent of their original appearances, but with a powerful twist. This is likely referring to their original cards from base set. The description's second point gives us our first hint at how V Union cards will work. It states the set will include 8 V Union supporter cards of famous Pokemon trainers. These V Union supporters will work with V Union Pokemon to utilize their full power. And lastly, The product description states that the set will feature more special cards themed after the eternal bond between Pokemon trainers and their Pokemon. So we'll presumably see notable human characters in the artwork, like with Leon and his Charizard.
Nice.
Eternal partners will also see the release of the three-card deck box and card sleeve designs. They will feature blue and Venusaur, red and Charizard, and green and Blastoise. This seems to indicate the set will at least feature the protagonist characters. For comparison, Shiny Star V featured 190 cards before Secret Rares, 330 cards after Secret Rares, and a total of 52 Pokemon V and VMAX. Like that set, booster packs for Eternal Partners will come with 10 cards, including a guaranteed chase card, which would be a Pokemon V, VMAX, or V-Union. We've known for a while that we're getting a 25th anniversary set in the fall. This could be the set where our 25th anniversary set is coming from, which would be pretty stinking cool. There's still no word about trademarks for V-Star and Fusion Arts. What do you guys think of these V-Union cards?
I'm actually really, really excited for these, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, I know... I don't know, the sets that they've been coming out this year have just been...
good.
Like, fucking stupid good. Like, thick good.
I mean, I know we're only two sets in, but like, Battle Styles has been really good, and Shining Fates is a special set.
Really
so
good.
So we knew that it was going to be really good.
Like, this set is...
Strip your way down to hell good.
Straight up. Like, I am putting up some thigh highs and I am rolling down there.
Don't forget, like, the crazy long red hair.
I don't know if I can pull off braids, but for some of those sets,
I mean, you shouldn't wear them because you're white, but... Just saying.
Anywho.
Sam's like, I'm uncomfy. Let's not.
So it's really...
Sam's just like, oh, I was gonna wear braids tomorrow. She just like throws away her red hair dye. Stupid, stupid braids. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
What the fuck?
Like, puts on the fake mustache. Just
shaking in the mirror.
That's my cue to leave.
Bye.
The poll's this way.
No, it's not.
So Brittany.
Just left.
Yeah. She showed us her cosplay. She's cosplaying Bowsette, but I don't think anyone has told her that she actually just drew an onion.
It looks really good. Don't do that to her. I'm curious to see how it'll turn out.
I am. The onion? The hard thing is like getting through all the layers.
Ogres are like onions. They got layers.
Okay, when she does come in here, we're gonna act like we're talking about her, and then we're just gonna stop and ignore her for the rest of the, like, a good 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then if she says anything, we're just gonna like look at her and then just keep going.
Yeah.
While
we are waiting for her to come back. You know, honestly, I didn't know. I was kind of hoping for sort of like a legend card deal with the V-Unions, but I completely forgot about the Fusion Arts trademark. So I still think that we might have a chance at seeing some of those legend cards where you have to put two cards together to get one. But I love the fact that they're bringing in supporters and like making them specific for those particular cards.
I do too, and I love that. Like, I don't think any of us guessed that mechanic, but I really do like that mechanic, you know, because, like, for example, Ash and Pikachu, obviously there's going to be a huge benefit to having those two together. Well, not any benefit because they suck together, but that's beside the fact.
You actually get a debuff.
Yeah.
Like, you actually get a hindrance when you play Ash as a supporter.
When you only play Ash, the only thing your Pikachu can do is Iron Tail, and if it doesn't have the move, then you don't get to move.
Pikachu, Iron Tail!
Yeah. I'm sure like sometimes people like,
I'm an electric type.
One of these days, like, he's gonna say Iron Tail and Pikachu's gonna walk up and just like slap him in the face with it and be like, there's your fucking Iron Tail, bitch.
I really enjoyed the fact that Pikachu used Electroweb a lot more this time around.
Like a whole of it three times.
I'm like, wow. An electric type Pokemon using an electric type.
It's not Thunderbolt or Iron Tail this time. God, it's like ever since Pikachu learned that move, he doesn't stop fucking using it.
Iron Tail, the TV show.
Fucking hate it. Anyways.
Yeah, so I did not expect this whatsoever. I think the supporters will still be able to be used with other cards, but I think you know how some supporters give you additional benefits when you play them at certain times.
Right.
I think that's what this is going to look like as well. And I am just here for it. I'm ready for it. I'm excited to see what these will look like because you know that means we're getting more full art trainers. And I would slide down to hell on a stripper pole for more full art trainers. Yeah, so...
I wanted to call this history class, but I think we're just going to call this Call Me What You Want.
So much for our actual title. Yeah, so if you have any speculations or hopes for V-Union, V-Star, Fusion Arts, let us know. Hit us up. We check the Instagram. We want to hear what you have to say.
I know for a fact I'm going to be going after that Typhlosion one.
I'm curious to see how it'll look like. I'm personally... And maybe this is just because I'm super stoked on Sinnoh. I'm gonna go after that friggin' Torterra.
Like, legitimately, so like, Cyndaquil was always my go-to for Gen 2. Always. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, I... Just, that, ugh, so good. So I'm really excited about this.
You know what I'm excited for? Friggin' Swampert from Hoenn. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh shit, here she comes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Stop.
What were you saying, sorry?
Saying we're moving on to Chilling Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, we finally have some visuals for Chilling Rain. This past week, we've had... I don't think she did either.
No.
Chilling Rain.
Yeah. Chilling Rain. Pokemon Company International has officially revealed the next English set, Chilling Rain, which we talked about. Probably, was it last week or the week before? We talked about the set coming out and basically we knew nothing. Now, we finally have more information. We have some visuals. We have some cards. We have pack arts. It's really exciting. The set will include 8 Pokemon VMAX, 15 Pokemon V, 26 Full Art Pokemon V, 28 Trainer Cards, 13 Full Art Supporter Cards, and 3 new Special Energy Cards. There will be over 190 cards in the set. This is one of the few times a set has featured 5 different booster pack designs. The last time was for Sun and Moon base set. Do we have a problem, Brittany?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyways.
I'm trying to fight Sam.
As with Battle Styles, there will be no theme decks for Chilling Rain. Further evidence that theme decks have gone the way of the dinosaur and went goodbye. With 28 trainer cards, Chilling Rain has a number of trainer cards more similar to a base set like Sword and Shield than a typical summer set. For comparison, Rebel Clash was approximately 9% trainer cards, whereas both Sword and Shield base and Chilling Rain approach 15%.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Chilling Rain will most likely be comprised of the Japanese sets S5A Matchless Fighter, S6H Silver Lance, and S6K Jet Black Spirit. The twin S6 sets have yet to be fully revealed, but based on what we know about them so far, It's likely 3 Pokemon V and 1 Pokemon V Max will be bumped from Chilling Rain to our August set, or the 25th anniversary set that's due to come out in either September or October. Chilling Rain will release on June 18th. So some of these pack artworks for Chilling Rain feature Galarian birds. I'm the only one doing my job right now. Get up.
I'm doing my job.
You're playing with Instagram filters.
I am posting.
Ma'am.
I'm doing my job. Hold on.
See? Never fucking ends.
No, exactly what we were talking about. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, the pack art.
Yeah. Pack arts will feature Galarian birds, Galarian Articuno, Zapdos,
Galarian da birds.
Da birds! And the other two pack arts will feature Ice Rider Calyrex and Shadow Rider Calyrex. I don't know if you've made it to that point in the Crown Tundra DLC.
Nope.
But for those of you who don't know, Calyrex, or as I call him, Zelda Deer, you have the choice of choosing one of his two steeds, either the ice version Glasteer, or the shadow version, who I can't remember the name of, and then you bring him to his steed, or you bring his steed to him, and he becomes either Ice Rider or Shadow Rider Calyrex.
So, did you actually hear the fan theory with that?
Hmm.
So, someone...
With the Rapidash?
Yes.
Yes, keep going.
Yeah. So, the whole fan theory is, so, apparently the Rapidash gets either stuck and frozen... Right, and then when it dies, like, obviously something happens, it's still going because it's psychic, and then when it dies, the shadow version comes from there. I can kind of see it, because, like, they do have similar, like, shapes and stuff like that, but I don't know. Like, what is there, like, an official entry what the Pokedex says it is?
Oh, let me pull it up.
You guys are gonna hate me.
I know.
Look at the Instagram story. When you get a moment with the sound app.
Okay.
Cool.
So, for Glastrier, the Pokédex entry for Sword says that it emits immense cold from its hooves. It also is a belligerent Pokemon. Anything it wants, it takes by force. For Shield, it says that it has tremendous physical strength, and the mask of ice covering its face is 100 times harder than Diamond.
You know what else is harder than Diamond? You know what else is harder than Diamond, Sam? Sam, what else is harder than Diamond? Okay.
We're professionals.
The pole that Lil Nas X goes down the hill on.
We're professionals here.
Yes, we are. Did you look at the story?
Alright. So, the ghost type is Spectrier. And for Sword, it says it probes its surroundings with its all senses save one. It doesn't use its sense of sight. Spectrier's kicks are said to separate the soul from the body.
Wow.
In Shield, it says, as it dashes through the night, Spectrier absorbs the life force of sleeping creatures. It craves silence and solitude. I cannot relate to a Pokemon more than that last sentence. It craves silence and solitude.
It's gonna suck for him when he meets Ash.
So... Pokédex entries don't say anything about whether or not it was a Galarian Rapidash in a past life, but I actually saw that fan theory this week and I thought it was really interesting and I did enjoy it.
I did too.
And it's plausible and it makes sense.
No, it does. And I mean, so I think even though it could be one of those things where it's just like accepted in the community, that's how it is if we don't end up getting, like, it doesn't make it canon. But the community might just accept it just because of, like, you know, it's just a good one and it's the best explanation.
I made you.
What?
Me?
I don't know which one of you did this.
It was me. Did what? The second one. It was me. Oh, not that one. Never mind, the one before that. Did you see the one before that?
Was yeah.
It in there? Okay. Wait, what is that? Hold on.
What do you think that is?
That's not on the story.
Wait. Yes, it is.
Refresh.
That's why you got all that low rating.
I hate both of you, and I'm deleting everything.
There's so many that's already seen it. Da, 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 da,
da. Anyways. I'm deleting our Instagram.
She's sending it down the pole.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
so dead.
Definitely, if you haven't checked out some of these artworks, some of them are really phenomenal. Let's see, and I actually have later on in the news, I have a link to where we can look at some of those.
All right, let's link this up.
Okay, I guess we're going to jump to that now. We'll save our next story for last.
No, well, I have to wait for it to pop it open.
How dare you, fine. Then we are moving on. While you're pulling up that link, we're going to talk about PSA. Because PSA has been struggling to keep up with demand right now.
Right, I think... Sorry. So... In the line, I heard someone talking about PSA, and I guess they've been so backed up that they sent him back his cards and like a check or a voucher to like refund his money.
So funny that you brought that up. PSA has actually suspended most of its card grading services through July 1st. They are no longer taking submissions. They are no longer taking anything except for the really, really high price Super Express, just so they can try and get caught up. This is unprecedented. The sheer volume of orders that PSA has received in early March has fundamentally changed our... This is coming from PSA specifically. They said, quote, "The sheer volume of orders that PSA received in early March has fundamentally changed our ability to service the hobby. The reality is that we have recently received more cards in 3 days than we did during the previous 3 months. Given our growing backlog, it would be disingenuous for us to continue to accept submissions for cards that we will be unable to process in the foreseeable future."
So, like, I guess this is, like, a positive thing, because you know a lot of these cards are coming from scalpers trying to get these, like, you know... secret rares and all these rares graded to sell as singles to make a huge profit.
Yeah.
So you know this is a huge, massive wave, which I guess is positive. No, okay. It's good because you know that PSA is going to learn a lot from this and their grading is going to get better because of it. The negative thing is again, the fans
suffer
because now it takes, like, I don't plan on getting anything graded, but if I wanted to, I can't fucking now.
It can take... At right now, they're 60-day service, and I say 60-day in air quotes for those of you who obviously can't see on this audio format.
Wait. I thought we were video, too.
Oh, shit.
What was that camera that Brittany put up then?
We don't talk about that.
Brittany, if you're going to put the camera up, at least give
you
them some...
You signed the papers. You consented. Don't ask questions.
I've done a lot of stuff.
I didn't sign shit. Are you filming me without my consent?
This is on private property.
Not your private property.
It's still on private property.
Anywho.
You are just on a roll, Brittany. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Everything. The question is, what's not wrong with me, Jake?
On March 1st, PSA announced their card grading services would essentially double in price. Its grading services have been so strained by the demand created by the pandemic, which has led to severe delays and steep backlog. As lockdown orders went into effect in March 2020, the company predicted the pandemic would create a surge in the hobby interest, which...
They were right.
Yeah, they were right. We could see it coming from a mile away.
Who is that?
Your mom.
Who is that? Why are we following them?
You can unfollow them. I just haven't...
No, I'm not complaining. I mean, that's
one of
fine,
Alexa's
but...
clients.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, unfollow.
Unfollow it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tangibles tend to get even more attractive during volatile economic periods. There's a flexibility that tangibles offer. They can be bought, sold, and traded more easily than other kind of assets such as real estate. What no one could predict in March 2020 was just how much cards would increase in value, as PSA acknowledged in their announcement. Much of the interest in modern product has been driven by a lack of supply, which we also know too well. This was caused by factories shutting down last year, which led to shortages and backlogs for all trading card games printed in America. Interest in hobbies also surged as people stayed home. Although some fans blamed scalpers and even YouTubers for the scarcity of Pokemon products, they're merely symptoms of the supply problem, not necessarily the cause. It's analogous to the rush for toilet paper in the early days of the pandemic. PSA also announced that they're continuing to expand their workforce and floor space to accommodate the increased demand.
So, I do have to disagree with one thing with PSA. Scalpers also bought toilet paper and resold it for ridiculous amounts.
They did.
I do agree with. However, YouTubers and scalpers are mostly responsible for the egregious and gross amount of, or lack of, cards that are available and their influx of receiving cards.
I'm just happy that they acknowledge it.
Call me what you want.
PSA is calling you a liar. PSA is calling you a lair.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. A lair.
We are in my lair right now.
Jesus Christ.
You called yourself a lair. Okay. One thing. Go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I don't remember what I was going to say because Jake opened his fucking mouth and now I can't remember what I was going to say.
I'm following the plan.
So, one thing that I do appreciate PSA doing is acknowledging, yes, this is a problem. But instead of just acknowledging that it's a problem and saying, oh, fucking well, they are actively taking steps to fix it, and they are making sure that the liability is off of them.
Yeah,
that's because some people, if they were sending in really, really expensive cards, and hypothetically those cards got lost under PSA's watch.
No, I think...
yeah, exactly.
No, and honestly, I agree with that. Like, I think it's a responsible thing to do instead of just holding them.
I do, too.
And the fact that they're also sending back their money, or, like, giving an option for, like, a voucher or money back is good, you know? Because then they could, like, oh, cool, I have this voucher, I can use it later, you know?
Right.
And
then when submissions do open up, they can just send the cards in with all the paperwork completed and the voucher and just say, do it.
I predict that submissions will open up sometime next year.
They said July.
That
I think if they plan to do what they want to do, expanding the workforce, getting all those people trained to the quality that people expect, getting more floor space, which that might mean getting another building
or leasing out one for short term.
Yeah. I think if they do that, they can have submissions opened up again by July. I don't think it's going to be as optimistic as they think. I think come probably November or December.
Some tells me early next year, just because it seems like it's just getting worse. The only reason why I don't think so is if by the time that, like, I know some concerts and stuff are happening, but if people are starting to accept and go to concerts and conventions and all this stuff, I can see it happening by then. But if that stuff's still kind of on lockdown and there's like no reason for scalpers to move on to those high ticket like event, you know, items, they're going to stick around and keep using PSA to make money.
I think no matter what, they're going to stick around and use PSA. It's just the amount of how many cards are they sending in. Like, how much are they using PSA?
We just need events to open back up so they can start scalping other things and not...
Mm-hmm. Pokemon cards from retailers.
As shitty as that is, like, it's gonna get them away from here.
What if Brittany's been a scalper this whole time? What if she's a mole?
Fucking do it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Is that why you work at GameStop?
Yeah, I work at GameStop solely for almost 3 years now to make a profit off of Pokemon cards. You did it, Jake. You solved the mystery.
You're a thinker.
Called it.
Yeah. You know, Brittany, that's a friggin' sin. Da-na-na-na-na.
Jesus is watching you.
So, hopefully those submissions will open up quickly. And hopefully things can just get back to normal. I don't hopefully. See it happening in the near future, but...
I think, again, prediction, I think the beginning of next year, for at least the Pokemon fandom for us, is when we'll start to see some normalcy again. Being able just to walk into Target and buy cards, you know, PSA grading, all that stuff, I think that's when we'll actually start, things will, like, begin to start feeling normal again. And we're not waiting in the line for Target for 3 fucking hours to get one goddamn fucking booster pack. Anyways.
Yeah, because that's the real crime right now. So, speaking of new sets going back to Chilling Rain, speaking of cards that will probably be ridiculous amounts on PSA just because they're new, whenever they are able to actually get submitted, we have some new cards that have been revealed from Silver Lance and Jet Black Spirit. They were revealed at Japan's Champion League Tournament. The set will release in Japan on April 23rd and then become part of our Chilling Rain set in June. We have the Ice Rider and Shadow Rider Calyrex V and V Max cards have also been part of that revealed set, as well as some others, as well as a Kecleon that isn't on this page. But if you just go ahead and look at that Ice Rider and Shadow Rider Calyrex,
it will reveal.
Ice Rider and Shadow
Rider. Well, you're waiting, I have technical issues.
What? I have what issues?
Technical issues.
Oh, they said something else, so I was like, excuse me?
Looking at those cards, honestly, if I had to choose between those four, I would choose Ice Rider Calyrex VMAX. That card is sweet.
I would definitely pick the Shadow Rider Calyrex V, not VMAX. Like, look at that.
That's a pretty sweet card.
It's my fucking horse girl, like, 10-year-old dreams right there.
The weird horse girl from elementary
school. Horse girl?
It's girl.
Horse girl.
Girls.
The fact that you mentioned yourself as a horse girl in the same sense.
I used to be.
I'm upset right now.
And no, it wasn't, like, unhealthy. It was, like, you know, the movie Spirit.
Which one? The original?
The cartoon.
Okay, there's a knockoff one.
The original one.
The original one. The first movie.
The only one that is worth mentioning. Anyways, I used to watch that movie religiously. And I used to watch, like, Black Beauty and Flicka and all those horse movies. And I was like, I'm gonna be a rancher when I grow up. I'm gonna tame horses. I'm gonna be that horse girl. And I used to wear, like, like, clothes with, like, horses on them and stuff.
Look at you now.
No.
But I used to be a horse girl, and that makes my 10-year-old horse girl heart erect. I like that. That's great.
The fact that you mentioned yourself as a minor and erect, horse?
Just for clarification, I am not a minor, and I'm talking about my past tense self, so no crime done. So. Are you playing Despicable Me right now?
Girls! By the way, we don't own this sound. We're using it only for fun purposes only.
This is... Okay, first of all, this is me trying to give rules to my students. What about this?
Also, Brittany, if you need a therapist, I know a really good one.
Is it me?
No.
I just want to look for a Goral sound effect.
Gorals.
Gorals.
Oh, here's a trap remix.
Just type in Goral. Oh,
that's lit. Litty titty.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Soiled it.
Talking about things that make me uncomfortable. So, I was playing Pokemon Go the other day. And this is actually relative.
Keep going.
I was playing Pokemon Go the other day. and I didn't realize Milk Tank's nipples
move.
They like flay, like
they do.
They sway in the wind. So like as like Milk Tank moves this way, the nipples go this way.
Yeah, the nipples go.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Okay, so I'm still looking at that Shadow Rider Calyrex. The fucking eyelashes on this horse. Like, damn.
Yes, queen.
Oh my god, I didn't even notice those were eyelashes.
Look at them. She is slaying.
She just needs some nails on her hooves. Look at... If horses wore fake nails, would they wear like a set of nails, or would they wear like one big nail that goes over the hoof?
Stop.
Just one giant
nail. One, I think no, so hooves too. Are technically just one giant nail.
They're fingernails.
They're made out of the same stuff.
So the horse would just do this.
Listen.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so yeah, those are some really, really sweet cards. We also have Cresselia, and we have some different trainers as well, and we mentioned that Kecleon earlier. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's been a long time, other than Shining Fates, that I've been genuinely excited about Pokemon. And it's just nice. I don't know what you're laughing at, but you can stop or you can get out.
Are you looking at the notes?
No. I'm not looking at the notes right now. What? What's so funny about these notes? Are you adding stuff?
No.
Did I type something stupid? Because I did do copy paste. Brittany, would you like to share with the class what's so funny?
If you know, you know.
Share with us.
Share.
Life's a mystery, Sam. Some things are not meant to be known.
Brittany, I literally have no idea.
Oh my god!
What
after the link, I just
at.
Wrote Cheeto Girl horses.
Oh, I didn't see that.
God,
you ruined it for us, Brittany.
This is why none of you should be allowed to edit my work.
I know. I'm like, why are we allowed to do this? She's gonna change the settings.
He's like private.
No. Hold on. Wait for it.
I like the fact that I can see this in real time. Don't give me that meme face. Stop it. Okay. So, moving on to video game news, shockingly. Stop it.
So yeah, Spring event has started.
That's not video game news.
Oh, sorry. I am way ahead of you.
Sorry, I'm too busy looking at freaking Brittany making
porn.
Goddamn faces and having little guns and making Ulu faces and Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
Wait, she's making them?
Yes!
I have shortcuts on my keyboard. I just type in a keyword and it automatically puts it in there for me.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Anyways, so video game news. April Fool's Magikarp that you are unable to catch.
Okay, how about we back up just a little bit? Pokemon is celebrating the holidays with special max raid events. So that way they know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Jake.
I was gonna leave no context.
For April Fool's Day, Pokemon Company created dens in Sword and Shield, full of Magikarp. And you'd think, oh, Magikarp's really easy. They made these Magikarp impossible to catch. So, it's good, harmless fun. But if it were me and I were playing that, I'd be furious.
If somebody wastes a fucking Master Ball on it.
Talking about furious.
Shiny Magikarp. You do not waste a Master Ball on a Magikarp. I'm sorry.
So, talking about furious, did you see that they also posted someone reworked Pokemon Stadium artwork and threw it on Switch case and was like, coming this year.
Mm-hmm.
People got excited and then their hearts were broken.
You can't trust anything that happens to me.
Can I bring up a funny April Fool's thing?
Anyways, hey,
today?
Sam, did you know Easter Bunny Pokemon?
So, for the holiday Easter...
I'm kidding.
continue.
So the Pokemon Company thinks they're fucking funny.
We're talking about that later.
Fucking jokes.
We're talking about that later.
We are?
Yes.
Is it the thing that starts with a B?
Yes.
Okay. You could have at it.
No, we're talking about it later.
No,
but
no,
when
I meant
we
like...
get there, you can rant all you want. So for Easter, which is this upcoming Sunday as of recording, if you're listening to this on the day it releases on Tuesday, it was the previous Sunday. But for Easter, they are changing those max raid lairs, dens, to bunny Pokemon. So Beniri, Lopunny, and then they included Azumarill, but that also includes Marill as well, and then Diggersby, which, gross. Unfortunately, if you're listening to this podcast, all of these events have already happened. Hopefully, if you just got on the game randomly or you knew about these events, you got to participate in some of the fun.
Did she bore you with that?
I've been awake since 7:45.
Excuses.
Yeah, I've been awake since 6.
I never fucking sleep.
I interact with grown adults all day.
She interacts with children.
Awful sometimes.
With on sugar.
Okay, you could punt a kid. You can't
no,
fucking
you can't.
Go up and like punt an adult ever.
Yes, you can. You can punt anything.
That is true.
If you're brave enough.
If you're brave
enough. It's like that whole saying that anything's a dildo if you're brave
Stop.
Enough.
Stop!
God damn it! Why did we take it?
You're welcome. Finally, someone else said it. And you were thinking it, I know. Okay, so that's all of our video game news. Are we ready to talk about Pokemon Go?
No.
Now is your chance to talk about that Spring into Spring event, Jake.
Oh my god.
That's it. That's all the news. That's all we have.
Good night. No. So we have a Spring into Spring event.
I just saw Ruby Soul leave her body.
Spring has sprung in the Northern Hemisphere, which we are currently located.
My allergies hate it.
Dude, try living in a fucking dust bowl of fuck.
You're the one who moved here.
Yeah. You're like, I live in a big fucking house.
You would rather live in your apartment in
I'm
Clifton where we heard gunshots when we were making dice.
I thought that was you just beating the air off for a second, then I realized that was a dice roll, and I was like, oh.
Okay, Spring has sprung in the Northern
I think
hemisphere.
You're a sex addict, and I know a therapist.
Is this the same therapist you were
I acknowledge the issue, and I don't look to, like, resolving it at all. So, it's fine.
Fair. Anyways, it is spring after all. So in the spring has sprung in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're celebrating with...
At me. Continue.
We're celebrating with a spring-themed event. Look for Chansey, Hapney, and some other familiar Pokemon wearing flower crowns, plus Mega Lopunny. She'll be extra thick, and will be making its Pokemon Go debut in Mega Raids.
So, I just want to point out, last week I predicted that on Easter when they said they had a special Pokemon coming to Mega Raids, and I predicted it was Mega Lopunny. This has been confirmed. I'm the best, the end.
It's, so when they said that, when Pokemon, like, says that, it's like, when parents say, like, we didn't get you a puppy, and you hear, hurt, hurt, in the box, and you're like, really? Really fucking Karen? You think my 5-year-old brain can't comprehend a dog barking in a fucking box?
You'd be surprised. There are some people, adults as well, who do not understand object permanence.
I have a story. It's a short, small story. May I tell it? That relates
Can
to
we finish this one last point?
Yep.
This event runs from April 4th at 10 a.m. local time to April 8th, 8 p.m. local time. Now you can tell
All right.
your story.
So relating to the children not knowing things, presents, animals. So it was Christmas one year, and my mom, like, had all the presents down in the room downstairs, and I came into the room one time, and I heard, like, a meowing noise. Like, this is the day before Christmas, alright? And I'm like, what the fuck? Because we didn't have, like, this cat. We didn't have a cat. And it was meowing, and I was like, what the fuck? And she, like, stood in front of, like, whatever the thing was, because I saw, like, white hair. And I was like, is that a cat? And she's like, no, like, go upstairs. And I was like, okay. And I'm, like, hyped all fucking night thinking I'm gonna get a fucking cat for Christmas, right?
Oh, no.
It's one of those, like, for real toys. I'm not even joking. And I had
I bet you cried.
No,
so
I was
hard.
Happy. That's the thing, though. I was so fucking happy. It looked so real, and it was huge. And I had it until I was, like, 18, and now I don't know where it is, but its ears fell off and stuff.
Joke's on her. It was real the whole time. It just didn't like her, so it just
horrible.
Pretended to be fake.
No! But, moral of the story... Sometimes things are not what they seem.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my short story.
In addition to more Pokemon Go news, we have Snivy Community Day coming up April 11th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. If you catch a Snivy and evolve it into a Superior during the event or up to 2 hours after the event, it can learn the exclusive move Frenzy Plant. And as well as that, you have an additional bonus of 3x catch Stardust.
Yeah, also, Therium Form Tornadus is now in raid. Rivals Week is coming to Pokemon Go as well from Tuesday, April 13th, 2021 to Sunday, April 18th, 2021. Pokemon that are rivals will be featured, including some Pokemon making their own Pokemon Go debut. Dibois.
That is all the information that I can find on this Rivals Week. I'm curious to see which Pokemon come. I know for...
God damn it!
I know... Excuse me. You cannot do the... you can't do that dancey dance voice for me for your evil thoughts.
She started laughing and then I was like, oh, God.
I heard it as soon as it came out of my mouth, but that is not my fault, that's yours.
I mean, which Pokemon can come, Sam? Can all of them? Technically.
You can go.
So, the worst part
pack up your shit and leave.
I mean, I guess.
The worst part is that like, you were saying all that, I was like, I bet some people use Squirtle as a bidet.
A duvet is a bed cover.
Sorry.
So, anywho, some Pokemon that might be showing up, is that better? The first thing I think of is Zangoose and Survivor. Zangoose and Survivor are both regional. Will you stop? You can leave too. I'll do this podcast on my own.
Okay. Sounds like you can leave your own fucking house. Get out.
I need to. I'm sorry. I'm getting it together.
Sam's the one that said it.
Both of these are regional exclusives, but I feel like for this Rivals Week, they might be unlocked.
To be fair...
Can you stop with the pop socket?
To be fair, that had no reason to be funny whatsoever. You said it like in a grown fucking adult.
Someone just is going down that hole.
My bad.
Yeah, you
know how hobbits have second breakfast? Brittany's having second puberty.
And oh gosh. Let me guess, you laugh when I say the number 69.
No.
I had eighth graders, I was saying them. I always, when I was doing band conducting, I would always say measure before 70 for obvious reasons. And then I messed up once. And an entire room of 50 eighth graders at the same time, it was almost like a cult, go, guys.
No!
Don't fuck with Shuffle.
Rest.
Anyways, talking about jokes and things that are hilarious,
New product news really quick, I didn't write it down. Galarian Rapidash is coming out, Fox is coming out in May. Chilling Rain coming out in June. Once we get more info, we'll let you know.
Continue. Anyways, so as you are listening to this, we are recording it on April 1st, which is best known as April Fool's Day. So, fitting with all the shenanigans we've got going on tonight. Anyways, so if you looked, been looking around, it looks like Bidoof became the Pokemon mascot for April Fool's Day.
I was going to talk about this, and then you just went through and did it.
How about you?
Rent. Do you pay rent?
Go ahead. It's all you.
No, Jake already said it. It's fine.
Not your
Is
rant,
that
though.
All you were going to say? You got
no,
so
no.
amped
I was
going to
be
angry.
Like, oh, the Pokemon company's got jokes. They got fucking jokes. They know about us. They're like, Bidoof. Nothing's more perfect. Bidoof. They made the 25th anniversary Pikachu logo of Bidoof with the 25 instead.
Such an inappropriate name for a cute animal.
Bidoof.
You know the worst part about it?
I'm gonna paint a scene for an anime, right? This little girl, her parents, I just gotta say it before it escapes me. Mom and Dad are sending this little girl to bed.
Before you continue with this thought, does it pertain? Does it help drive the conversation, or is it just stupid?
No, it does. So, just like, this is how ridiculous and inappropriate this the name of this Pokemon is. They're sending Sydney to bed, right? Because she's got a big day at school tomorrow. Like, go lay down with your Bidoof, Sydney. It's inappropriate.
You're only thinking that because of the word poof.
It's too close.
You know, this wasn't an issue back in 2007 when it came out.
Hey, look at that hairy Bidoof.
Jesus Christ.
Anywho, you know the worst part about this little April Fool's joke? I can't remember for sure, but I think they used Bidoof last year too.
Did they really?
I think the Pokemon Company does this every year where they change their mascot and they do a bunch of like takeovers, essentially, of all the social media. I think last year was Bidoof, too. Which just kind of proves that even the Pokemon Company thinks that Bidoof is so pathetic, and it's such a joke that they are laughing about it.
I guarantee you they fired the guy who came up with Bidoof and were like, this is gonna pay off for years.
God damn.
Stonks.
All right. So more 25th anniversary merch has been released on PokemonCenter.com. The Pokemon Center USA online store has released new Pokemon TCG merchandise. These are part of a Pokemon Celebration product line and is all about the 25th anniversary. These are brand new designs, so far exclusive to the Pokemon Center USA /Canada 2 only.
Those aren't slashes, those are parentheses.
USA parentheses Canada 2 parentheses only.
Yeah, there you go.
Period.
Why so exclusive to the US and Canada. Yes, I did just copy this. That's how I get my
news. No, I said, why did you say that so calmly?
Something's gotta be calm about this episode.
Right.
And you were the voice of reason.
Yeah. Thank you for taking such a fucking big step for the team there, Jake. We appreciate that.
So, some of these products that came out are actually pretty cool. We have two different playmats. We have one that is gray and, gray with the Pikachu tail, similar to what we've seen on that Windbreaker jacket. We have one that features the design of all the starters coming through. We have deck boxes. We have those two deck boxes, like two decks, one box. Stop. With the Pikachu logo with the 25 and the cheeks. We have some sleeves, both in gray and white. We have a Pokemon Celebration mouse pad. And all of this stuff is just sort of like emblazoned with the 25th anniversary logo. It's front and center. The items are actually relatively cheap. Like the most expensive item that just dropped were those play mats for $24.99. And that one's unavailable. And that one's out of stock. We're doing good, guys. And the deck box is still available, so if you have two decks and you want a way to store them while sporting that 25th anniversary, you can. Let's see what else. It broke.
The news broke, guys.
The news broke. So basically, go through PokemonCenter.com, go through that site, look and see what's available. The sleeves appear to be still available in the gray and the white. I'm really shocked, honestly. And then the mouse pad is still available too. So all of the new drops are available except for those play mats. Something else that Pokemon Center did that's really cool, if you are into like bullet journaling and stuff like that, is they have collaborated with Moleskine a super popular journal, high quality journal company. And there are two journals that you can get.
Made from genuine Squirtle and Charmander leather.
Yeah. One's pocket sized and the other's...
It has to stop. It has to stop.
You liked it.
It has to stop.
You better put that like back on there.
I did.
You can make us look bad.
Yeah.
Good.
We
like,
have
we
to
don't
blindly,
look bad enough already?
We have to blindly follow our corporate overlords.
Jesus.
So yeah, get on the Pokemon Center website, look at some stuff.
Get that merch!
Get that merch! New additions!
Hey Brittany, what did you get this week that's new?
Hey Jake, what did you get this week that's new that you opened, like, right before we started recording, or right during the recording?
Trash!
Wow. Relatable. I got a Cricky Boy V. I don't know the actual name of it. It's a bug.
Cricketoon.
Yeah, Cricketoon. Cool. Out of a Battle Styles booster that I purchased today. And I got the 25th anniversary jumbo card binder.
Very nice.
And that's the only like new card related additions that I've gotten recently.
I got the one kids say no.
The Harnaher.
The Harnaher Knight V.
Yep, Corviknight.
Yep, the Corviknight V. That's the only thing I've got.
Yeah.
So far. I have other stuff I need to open, but I'm waiting on that.
My stuff I pulled on Friday, I got that Rapid Strike Energy, the gold card, which was much better looking in person than I thought it'd be. And then Gigantamax Flapple. Flapple, Flapple! The big ol' Apple Boy.
I thought you said Bagel Apple Boy.
Bagel Apple Boy.
Goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye, Sam.
Adios. Bye, Sam.
Deuces.
See ya.
Never coming back.
Okay. I called dibs on the laptop.
Okay. Well, the episode's almost done.
I feel like next week we should go through and abuse our privileges of having access to the news and put in, like, words throughout the news.
Well, no, I think what we should do is put in fake news. Like, legit fake news.
She just reads all of it, so she could.
So we'll put in fake news and we'll be like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. Did I just put in that tune?
Yeah, you did.
Some punches, and God damn it. No, so what we'll do is we'll put in fake news. But, like, it'll be believable and everything, too. So that way, like, when she reads off of it, she'll be like, I don't remember putting this in there. And then you'll be like, oh, I heard about this. And then you can go into detail about it. And then just sell it to her.
We could. That would work.
And it is the season finale next week, so it's a perfect time to do it.
Jesus Christ.
You made it one whole season.
Yay.
Congratulations. How's your experience been so far?
I've had a lot of personal growth, and then I feel like I've become too comfortable, and now I hate myself, and now I'm reverting back into a shell, but it's fine.
So you've become Shuckle.
I have become Shuckle. In conclusion, I am Shuckle.
Don't bubble Shuckle.
Rest.
Have you done that yet at work?
No, I can't do it at work. People will think I'm weird.
That's the point of it, though. It's like, you're supposed to just be in the back one day, just, like, when you know, like, a coworker's gonna be back soon, just sit there like this and then turn around and be like, don't fuck with Shuffle, rest. And then act like you snap out of it and then just keep going like normal and they'll be like, what the fuck was that?
I want my coworkers to like me.
They will like you. They'll just be like, that's a weird thing you do. And then just...
No, they will literally fire me. They would be like,
don't think they
fuck you, goodbye.
Who's gonna fire me?
Surprise, they haven't by now because of this.
Now you know how I feel. What are we talking about? What about GameStop?
Nothing, I'm telling her she needs to do the Shuckle cult thing. Don't fuck with Shuckle.
Rest. I don't think they're gonna fire you for that.
No, they'll probably...
As long as you don't do it in front of every customer on the face of the earth.
I mean,
that's the perfect... Okay. Since we had so much news.
We did have a lot of news.
Which is good. A lot of news is good.
We also spent a lot of time talking about random shit. But keep going.
It's the... We're, like, rearing on the end of the season. Which, hey, don't forget, if you're listening to this, there's actually a post on our Instagram of us doing a video where we're talking about our giveaway.
Because we fucked up and didn't post when we said we were going to do, and that's not our fault, but now it's your fault. Yeah. It's not your fault, but now you just have less time to enter our giveaway.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's our bad. From the bottom of my heart, my bad.
Ba-na-na-na-na. No, anyway, so if you're listening to this, you have a chance to win a really cool hoodie that we're designing. It is going to be have an ice-themed Pokemon in it to kind of go with our theme for the season, which was...
Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Even though it's friggin' hot now.
Right, and so...
It was cold when we thought of the idea.
We're going to do that, which I think this season should be Cold Shuffle.
I agree.
Yeah? Cult Shuckle?
Yeah.
Don't fuck with Shuckle.
Rest.
So we need to get a hold of Nike and get some shoes made.
With real blood in them, by the way, because they verified that it has real human blood in it.
So I'm thinking like a giant Gigantamax Shuckle, like all gothed out. It's going to be fucking dope. Anyways, so... What was I saying? So yeah, you have a chance to win a really cool hoodie. All the details are on our Instagram.
But we're going to talk about those details right now as well. Keep going while I pull them up.
So it's going to be cool. We're going to, you, if you win, we're going to get the right size to you, send it out. It's not going to cost you anything. All you have to do is participate and listen to our season finale, which is coming out next week. We have made it 2 seasons and we haven't killed each other and we've only killed one person.
We've actually added somebody.
Yeah.
Do you regret?
Every day.
Nice. Sam, just every waking moment, she wakes up, she's like, oh, she remembers.
I do have to say, I am extremely proud of how much you have grown, because you went from this shy, timid girl to getting drunk and eating all the bread in my house.
Yeah.
Personal growth is good.
Nice, I'm hyped.
No, we really have like a legitimately, let's get sappy for a second, I have legitimately enjoyed having you on the show, having you as a friend. It's been hashtag... blessings. It's been as much fun as riding a pole down to hell.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry right now. Jesus, thanks.
No, seriously, it's been awesome having you on. We're both really excited to see how much you've grown. Really excited that you have made your way and dealt with our shit more than anything else.
I'm happy. This is like, I don't have friends. Okay? I'm gonna be like this. I don't have friends.
Is she insulting us?
No. I'm getting there.
She's getting to insulting us.
Okay. No, not like that. No, listen, hear me out. I don't have friends. Like, I have friends, but like, I don't have like close friends, and you guys are literally like the closest thing I have to like actual people I can relate to and rely on and like be my buddies, my homies.
We're close to actual people, but not there yet.
No, you are.
I would hope so. We kind of took a road trip together.
That's me basically saying you guys are my homies.
I know. I'm like, geez, how many hours did we spend in a car together?
But like, this has like opened my eyes to like so much more, like in the Pokemon universe as well. Like, when I first started out and I was like, Jesus Christ, I have no confidence, and I'll like be like, boom, Mr. Mime has 2 fucking dicks, fuck you. Like,
Link Vaporeon, please don't porn her.
To, hey, did you know Gyarados could be like a butt plug?
Anal beads. But, I remember like, God, that was so funny. The first like time I came over to the shop to record,
she said came.
Fuck you. And I like had my notes that I was reading off the phone.
Right.
I was so
nervous. Your notes. I forgot about your notes, and now you're like, what the fuck are notes?
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I forgot them today, but that's fine.
Okay.
But I was so nervous, and now I'm like, I have confidence, and that's. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
And that's because of you guys. Moral of the story, you've helped me become more confident, so that's cool. So thank you.
I would edit that out, but Brittany was doing something heartfelt, so
yeah.
Fuck it. Sorry.
Enough being sappy. We'll probably get more sappy next week. Because two seasons together.
Yeah, two seasons. What's her topic next week?
We'll talk about it. But going back to our giveaway, which is took a weird, wholesome turn, which I'm not complaining about because those never happened with us.
It's a weird turn. It's an inappropriate turn for us. Oh, she would have been so perfect. God damn it. Could you imagine? I could have painted her on a card with the braids going down the pole.
Ooh, Jinx?
Yes.
Damn it, we just announced it was Winter Wonderland. It's fine. It's fine. Okay.
Pocket that for later, just cause. That's a sticker. It's a sticker.
With your tentacles on the pole and everything.
No tentacles. Oh. It's all dressed. I know. It's all dressed.
Okay.
Leave some mystery. Anywho, going back to our giveaway where you can win this.
She's a squid girl?
Stop.
Is she the one who's been hearing all the hentai?
Where you can win this super awesome Winter Wonderland themed hoodie. There are a couple of rules, a couple of ways to enter. First and foremost, you must be following Critical Hit's Instagram page. It'd be super awesome if you also followed the host, but not required. Then you have to share our giveaway post or video now to your story. And you can't take it off as soon as you put it on and we see it.
Yeah,
leave
fuckers.
It on.
We'll see you.
What we'll do is when it hits, we'll send you an emoji or some sort of reaction confirming that we have seen it and have you down.
It's gonna be good.
If you don't get in a reaction from us, then we haven't gotten that down as an entry.
Yeah. So share our giveaway video to your story. On the post video, you can also comment your favorite Pokemon for an additional entry. You can tag a friend in the comments of said post, up to 5 friends, so that's 5 more. And then you can tag us in either an ice type fan art and or your favorite ice type Pokemon card, and you can put that either on your story or, if you're super stoked about it, put it on your feed, tag us in it, let us see it. We would love to show it off as well.
If you don't do all of those things Sam just listed, I will find you personally. I will find you and I will stare at you.
She's got Gyarados anal beads, and I don't think it'd be comfortable.
Yeah, no. You don't want that.
Oh, no, no, no.
Unless
no.
You do.
No.
Yeah, make sure you're following the Critical Hit Instagram. We will double check every single person, make sure that they follow, and if the winner decided to unfollow, we will draw a new winner. Simple as that. You have lots and lots of chances to win. Jake is an incredible, talented artist. He's designing the hoodie himself. If you haven't seen some of his work, check out his TikTok. He did some pretty awesome, wallpapers. And so that's just a small sampling of his work. He does a good job.
So not to mention the hoodie. So you'll have actually 3 type of garment styles too. You can just do like a regular crew neck. You could do classic hoodie, cropped, or a cropped sweater. And if you are selected to win, we'll give you those options. And then, like I said, size it up and send it off to you for that. So, you're going to want to win this because it will be the only one made. And no one else will have this. Not even the staff will have it. So.
Your trash soda.
It's on your book. It's on your book. It's on your Light of Jedi book.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
It's touching it. Anyways, so... Yeah.
You'll be the only person to have this hoodie in the world.
So it'll be pretty cool. It's one of a kind thing. So you'll either be really proud to have it or really ashamed.
Either way, they'll know you listen to us. Either way, it's yours.
So, yeah.
Are we ready to talk about our main topic?
We don't have time.
Okay. Oops, all news, part 2.
It's actually Call Me What You Want.
Sure.
All right, we will push our main topic until later, folks.
Yeah. So,
did you? I don't want it back, but I also don't want you to have it now.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with it, Sam?
Just leave.
That's me taking it.
Take it off, put it down, and leave.
So Brittany just took the bottle cap to my drink, licked it, and stuck it on her forehead.
Have you ever done that to somebody before?
No.
I was gonna do it to Jake, and then I was like, ooh, we're in a pandemic. Maybe I shouldn't, like, be nasty right now, and I don't know if Jake's comfortable with that, so I'm not gonna do that.
I think he'd be fine.
Even in a pandemic, like, if you just randomly, and just random stranger, first of all, knowing your luck, they're gonna be into it, and you're gonna kind of shoot yourself in the foot.
You could also tell them, say, hey, lick this, and then stick it on their forehead.
Again, knowing Brittany's luck.
They'd be into it. Okay, I guess this was the correct course of action with the bottle cap.
I know today could have been really productive, but I think the moment that we decided to watch little
Nas X,
we knew. We hopped on that pole and we went right after him.
Also, if you follow us and you like listen to us like religiously, thank you by the way. And
we're sorry.
You're looking at our Instagram story like right now as we're recording this on April Fool's Day. That's April 1st. I apologize in advance, but I also have nothing to be sorry about at the same time.
All we have to say is scream. If you like our this podcast and you love it, and you want a fantastic wallpaper of bam.the.trainer, go to our story, give a little screen cap.
Please don't.
And you are welcome.
Please don't, I hate
I'm
it.
I'm actually screen capping that so that every time you text, that's what pops up.
You are not changing my little picture to that.
You bet your ass I am.
Excuse me, I don't text you.
I know, but in the D&D group chat.
Wait for it.
So every time you text me, a little bubble's gonna pop.
No, I forgot we're in that group chat. Brittany, if you change it, I am changing it right back. Do you understand? We are still on the air, by the way. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so this episode's gonna be a little bit short. It's a lot of news, a lot of shenanigans, but it is, we are rearing up to ending our
seasons
for season two. Expect a good, packed, full, awesome season. We're going to talk about how we've grown as collectors next season and like just us as a podcast in general and all that. So we're going to be really excited planning the season finale. And then as usual, we're going to take a couple
weeks
off just so that way, one, we could rest and then like gear up for season two and get all that together.
Season three now.
Season three. I love it so much.
I hate that.
What is Jackson gonna say?
I'm not gonna leave it as that.
Please, can you just do it just to see his reaction so he can tell us?
He won't look at my phone. There's
just
like,
be like,
no
hey,
way.
Jackson, look.
No. So what you need to do is just be super obvious about it, like lock it to where you can see it, and then like set it down in front of him and casually walk off just so he could like... Because he's gonna be like, he's gonna look down. He's gonna be like, what is that, right? Because he's gonna know it's a perfect picture
that?
Of someone, and that's what he's gonna see.
Oh no. Maybe. I'll think about it. I'll consider it.
Anyways, so yeah, we're excited and we want to thank you to, I guess we'll go ahead and shout out to some of our very obvious and, you know, reoccurring listeners. Dakota, for one, thank you so much. Food Ho.
Yeah.
We don't know your real name. We're going to be honest, we don't want to know your real name. We love you and accept you as Food Ho.
Fernie Salsa.
Fernie Salsa.
Thank you for sticking with us during that Monopoly game.
Oh, that was painful. Yeah. That was so painful. That was so long.
But you won. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I did.
So yeah, thank you guys so much. And to everyone else who we didn't get a chance to mention, we're mentioning you guys because we have pretty consistent contact with all of you as far as DM. You slide into our DMs late at night when we're lonely, you know, and got not much else to do.
You make it sound like we're sexting our listeners.
We are not. They can confirm.
Speak for yourselves.
God
anyways,
damn.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Critical Hit. As always, the Pokemon Podcast. I am Jake. You can find me at tattoo.raichu on TikTok and Instagram.
I am
Smash Manta!
My ears.
And I am not fixing that one. The timing was perfect.
I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt. What was that?
Nothing.
I'm Britt. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Memorial.
That is spooky with an I.
I hate you.
And don't forget, you can find her on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet.
What? Did you record that, Sam?
Yes.
No.
All right. Thank you guys always for tuning in. You have a great rest of your week and
bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Call me what you want. God damn it.
What photo?
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The hair, the legs, the pull.
Full booty.
It's perfect. God damn.
Da na 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 da na 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 na. All right, I'm gonna need this.
God, I'm.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.